Hey guys, welcome back to Clownfish TV. This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And everybody's jumping ship from Wizards of the Coast from Dungeons & Dragons. This is kind of crazy. I did a video on the gaming channel last week talking about Chris Perkins leaving Wizards of the Coast, and now Jeremy Crawford is also leaving. These are guys that have been there for a while, and that's not a good sign.
No. When everybody flees, when the rats flee the ship, you know there's something that's going down.
Right. So we're gonna look into this. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about some other questionable decisions Hasbro's making, including My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic: The Gathering, or whatever the hell they're gonna call it.
I know. I was like, what?
Going back to the Brony Well. I think it partly has to do with the tariffs, because this is something they could produce in the States relatively easily and cheaply, and they just print money with these cards, right? So let's talk about all this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
So we're actually using the gamer as a source. Can you believe it?
All right.
We're not paying to get rid of the ads, though. Sorry.
Yeah, guys. They want you to pay to get rid of the ads now. It's like, that's because no one else is paying them for anything else. So.
Well, that's just it, right? Like, all these sites are just like, they're dying. But yeah, they're talking about the two high profile departures. And again, I did cover on the gaming channel that Chris Perkins left. I did not know Jeremy Crawford was also leaving. So on a statement in Blue Sky.
Of course it's Blue Sky.
All right, let's see what he says. Today, I retire from Wizards of the Coast after 28 years. That's Christopher Perkins. Yeah, I did this one before. But I'm going to do it on this channel, too, because a lot of people on this channel don't go to the gaming channel. So with D&D's 50th anniversary wrapping up and revised rule books, doing gangbusters is the perfect fairy tale ending for me. Bullshit.
Yeah, you're jumping ship. Yeah, up and leave. Yeah, I know.
28 years and you're just leaving now and everybody else is getting fired and leaving and the book sales aren't. Yeah. I can't wait to just enjoy it as a fan. Bullshit.
Wait. It's a fairy tale ending for you. But what about the people got gone?
Right. I think he knows.
Like, I know, but I'm just like, if you say he's being honest, which he probably isn't, but isn't that kind of a douchey way to word it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's all the people who got fired, all the people who got displaced last year. There's a bloodbath at Wizards. And I think a lot of this has to do with the virtual tabletop. They laid off 90% of their staff. I think a lot of this has to do with the sales of the new version of Dungeons & Dragons, which I think he oversaw not being that good. So you're better off. And if he is choosing to leave on his own, you're better off leaving on your own than waiting for them to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's in the way things are going now. Yeah. They said a week later, Crawford was also confirmed to be departing the company via Screen Rant. Crawford transitioned from an independent tabletop game designer to working for Wizards in 2007. So again, this guy's been there almost 20 years, 18 years. He helped lead the design of D&D's 5th edition. He was also the lead designer on the 2024 revision of the Player's Handbook. Okay. So both of these guys were responsible for the 2024 version of D&D that people hate.
Yeah, and now they're just leaving.
Guys. Surely a coincidence. We're just leaving after a couple of decades of working at this company, after this version of D&D lands with a thud. We're just, yeah. Wink, wink. They said,
I think the 28 years, I would believe, over the 18.
Yeah, 28's, it's a long time, right? And you know, you're not getting any younger. And it's like, yeah, but yeah, no, I think they struck out with this version of the handbook. I think they're like, you know what, let's get the hell out of here before they push us out and let's leave on our own. Now watch them go start their own company or something and compete with WotC. That'd be kind of funny. Wizards of the Coast stated the timing of these departures is deliberate, as both have just finished up. Yeah. Working on the game's new core rule books and felt it was an appropriate stopping point after a combined 46 years of working on D&D. However, fans aren't convinced the departures are as non-contentious as everyone's statement claims. Although Perkins worked on D&D for over 2 decades and may just be looking for something new, observers are concerned about Crawford's subsequent departure.
Right. If it was one person, okay. But you got two.
Right. Crawford announced that he would leave about a week after Perkins is definitely some bad news at corporate level. Cyberpunk Werewolf on a Reddit thread said, Chris and Jeremy leaving the same month, the entire virtual tabletop team got fired overnight. You don't need to be a fortune teller to tell things are not looking bright.
No.
No. Jeez, it's almost like we were ahead of the curve again. Remember?
Again, I know. It happens a lot.
This happens a lot, and we get so much shit for it. And then, like, a year or two later, people realize we're right. Sucking. I called out Wizards of the Coast. It's been about 5 years, 6 years. And, God, we were, like, public enemy number one. All I mm-hmm. said was, WotC, this version of D&D, it's not your dad's D&D. It's this company's kind of lost its way. I don't agree with all the politics, and they're greedy as hell. And you're probably better off going to an independent system. That's all I said. And I got so much shit from the beloved tabletop scene. I was a literal Nazi. I was like Hitler because I said,
"Oh yeah." So the same as a day ends in Y every time you don't.
Right.
Agree with them.
Right. Right. And people were in the one system we recommended, an OSR system we recommended, and I will not name that system, but the creator of that system kind of threw me under the bus and said, well, I don't have anything to do with them because I'm not very political. I'm like, well, no, I said the reason we need to go to the OSR systems is because they are apolitical, and WotC has clearly chosen its politics and who they're trying to pander to. And then he came back. He did quasi apologize later, but kind you know of. What I'm saying? Like, to save his own neck, he threw me under the wheels of the bus, and everybody, like the entire internet, hated me for just saying it's time to leave WotC because they can't be trusted. They're not a good company. They're not good people. Look at their business practices on top of the politics. Politics aside, look at their predatory business practices, and it's time to leave. Well, that was awful. And then the OSR thing happened, or the OGL thing. I'm sorry. The OGL thing happened. And that happened. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, maybe WotC are not good people after all. Maybe they don't really care. I'm like
no
shit. Say. And now everybody's leaving. Are we ever going to get an apology? Are we ever going to get an apology for saying, hey, the writer's strike is going to lead to more writers being put out of work. Just so you know, this isn't going to go the way you think. And here we are. All these Hollywood writers are out of work. Are we going to get an apology for saying, hey, the LA animation industry, yeah, it's kind of collapsing right now. And you're probably not going to find any work. You might want to find something else to do. Oh, no, we're not going to get any apologies. God, I get tired of this.
Well, stop being right then. Anyway,
I need to just keep my head down and not say a damn thing. We need to just keep our mouths shut. Right. People love it.
This is going on at the same time. You know, this is happening all around the time the tariffs are going to be kicking in.
Yes.
Which I'm probably worried about some in that regard, some of that. And then they announced like today that they're doing My Little Pony cards.
Right. So let's talk about this. So yeah, and this is a whole thing, and we've talked about the tariffs. Oh, speaking of which, so yeah, we were planning on doing another pin set. Unlike WotC, we believe that orcs are a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do another pin set, but now the tariffs are throwing a wrench into that. However, whenever we decide to launch this, if I can, you know, find a workaround with manufacturing, go out to BackerKit, sign up to be notified, you know, because we'd like to bring these a-hole orcs to you.
That's right.
You know, and we're ahead of the curve there too. Orcs are bad people. You shouldn't trust them. They're just awful people. They're not people.
Well, that clearly means that they're a certain race.
Yeah, right. No, these are...
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
They're very diverse. We've got gray orcs and olive-skinned orcs and green orcs, and they're all a-holes. Anyway, yeah, the tariffs are messing with everybody right now. It's especially in the board game scene. It's very expensive.
Scene, too, in general, which Hasbro has a lot of toys.
Right. And the one thing that they can do stateside, though, or at least relatively cheaper, books and cards.
Mm-hmm.
You can print those in the States or in Canada. Books, to the best of my knowledge, I think the tariff on the books is not quite as high. It's still higher, but when you're a company like it's going to hurt a little guy doing a Kickstarter. It's not going to hurt Hasbro because they're probably buying their books, their D&D books for like a buck a piece, if that, right? Mm-hmm. And then selling them for $50, $60, you know, but the little guy's going to get screwed. But cards are cheap and it's basically printing money. So now they're going back to My Little Pony, but not just any My Little Pony. They're going back to Friendship is Magic.
Mm-hmm. And people are complaining. They're like, well, when are we going to have a new show? And it's like, they're going back to what they already have because it's cheap and they don't have to make new toys for it.
Yeah, so they burnt all the goodwill, and these are licensed, I think. But they
Are they trying to get like the bronies back or something? Yeah,
I think so. But they nuked that bridge, right? Because they got rid of Friendship is Magic, and then they rebooted My Little Pony with the G5s, which a lot of people didn't like. And now they're all like, hey, bronies, come back. Just like they're doing with the collectors, right? Hey, collectors. Hey, old man, middle-aged man. Wouldn't you like a new Optimus Prime? That we hated before this year, but then we realized everybody else that we've been pandering to, yeah, they're broke ass. So, hey, wouldn't you like your 49th version of Optimus Prime?
Mm-hmm.
This one's got blue windshield tits, not clear windshield tits.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wouldn't you like another Optimus Prime on your shelf? Sure you would. Yeah. So that's what they're doing. So now they're going after the bronies, because you know bronies are going to buy these.
Has bronies been around anymore?
I think the brony scene like just blew itself up, just burnt themselves to the ground. It doesn't help that you've got like the founder of BronyCon out there trying to get people canceled for wrong think on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
The Limited Run Games community manager, she got fired because of something she tweeted 7 years ago.
And then the Bernie person found it.
Came for her. You know, it's like, geez. So yeah, they're going back to this. Well, so I think this is another company producing it though. Yeah. So to start, if you go out to the, we'll look at the reactions here, but if you go out to the press release, this was interesting since we're talking about tariffs, they're going to start the game in China.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Caillou or whatever sounds like it's a Chinese company.
Caillou. Oh my God. No.
Is that what it is? I don't know how you say it.
I don't know. Like Chinese, Caillou, but... like.
But I knew it looked like I thought that maybe that was a Chinese company, and it is. So to avoid tariffs and stuff,
yes,
they're going to launch it in China.
They're going to launch
it
in China.
Eventually bring it. So then why are they promoting it as if it's coming to the US right now on social media?
I think they're I think they're waiting it out. So this is what's interesting. So looking ahead, the game's going to be released in multiple languages, allowing players around the world to join the fun. Looking ahead, not right now. We're going to print them in China for Chinese audiences.
Yeah, they're releasing them in China.
Yeah, and then when the tariff thing blows over, if it blows over.
For all those Chinese bronies.
Are there a bunch of Chinese bronies?
I don't know.
Are there? I mean,
maybe there are. We don't know. Or maybe they're just like, oh, shit, we're getting caught up in the tariff, so we meant to do this.
I think that's I think that's more likely. I think it, because look, I don't think Hasbro would just market to China knowing bronydom is mostly an American thing. I think this is called, let's skirt the tariffs. Let's just, you know, release a bunch of cards in China and then wait it out. And then eventually we'll bring them here to the US. But
I don't know. There's something going on.
There's something going on. This person here though is like, don't get me wrong, I like Friendship is Magic, but surely there's gotta be more to My Little Pony than just one series.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring back G4 My Little Pony. First ever. Apparently they had this card game too. Yeah, so this isn't their first ever.
Well, we already know the Hasbro lies, so you know.
Get right. Wow. I can't die just yet. Get up, brony. Let's go. Yeah, I need to see the English cards. Well, good luck with that. This is interesting. But yeah, so I think all this is like forming this perfect storm of shit for companies like Hasbro that they have to find creative ways to, you know, so what they'll do is they'll just license their stuff out.
So they did print them over in China. They're sitting there. So what do? We'll release them in China first.
Yeah. Yeah, all the artwork shown is Gen 4, Friendship the Gathering. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's basically what artwork do we have lying around already? Let's just, you know, look, all the stuff we have, finish it and slap it on these cards.
Yeah, this is really interesting. But again, they're going back to their, you know, beyond that, these are cheap to produce. So if they do bring them in the U.S., they could probably line up a U.S. printer or something. And also, then they'll probably just wind up in a landfill like magic, but you know, whatever.
Well, they've probably been working on these for a while thinking they were going to come over here. Well, they weren't in English, but, I would think they were just going to have it printed over there and all this stuff happened. Cause it's just, this is April. It's like, this is April currently.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, it's going to release in China now, but not over here. Then why promote it over here?
Yeah. This person's like, this is supposed to celebrate 40 years of My Little Pony, which you are a massive G1 My Little Pony collector.
I do. I have so many. I just got a new one today. I just got Scrumptious today. I know that's a weird name, but I did.
I'm just thinking that sounds, if that was taken out of context, like,
I can,
oh my God,
them.
I had,
I can
I just
repair
had,
them.
I
can
had
change
Scrumptious
out their tails.
This morning.
I know how to fix their washers if they're rusty. I mean, man,
She does. She can refurbish it. She can take a $10 pony and make it a $200 pony with her magic.
I have to explain to my kids' friends why there's decapitated ponies boiling in water sometimes. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's kind of like
until I'm not insane.
Evangelion with all the rays in the tank. Like there's these like dismembered ponies. It's like, oh, I'm just deep cleaning them. I'm like, wow.
But they look really good when I'm done. Anyway, they do. So this is just to celebrate all the ponies, but they're only showing Friendship is Magic.
I think they're only doing Friendship is Magic for now. But people are like, hey, yeah, so are you going to add like G1? You're going to add Generation 2? Generation 2 ponies look like knockouts.
Generation 2 is sucky.
And Gen 5 is eh.
Gen 3 was all about tea parties and weirdness.
Yep. Yeah, Gen 3 was like they look kind of like the G1 ponies, but there was no like they didn't fight Satan. I feel like they needed more adversity in their lives. This person says, yeah, it'd be better if Hasbro just revised season 9 of Friendship is Magic, continue to Equestria Girls, reboot a G4 proxy. G4 is, I mean, let's be honest, next to G1, it is the most popular version.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know for a fact Pinkie Boo would be on board with them redoing Equestria Girls, but she loved Equestria Girls. Yeah, she liked it. As long as they don't ruin it. So are we going to wrap this up? It's like Hasbro is, you know, I don't know what's going on there. They're losing. They keep... When it comes to like the Magic, the Gathering, and the D&D, and then you had that whole. Did you mention the whole thing where they went after people for the Final Fantasy cards?
Yeah. So
that's what you're gonna bring up here. Okay. Yeah. As I say, I think there was something else we were gonna mention.
Yeah, we did a separate video on this, but we'll just mention it again. So now we've got CBR, Comic Book Resources, coming out and saying that WotC's Final Fantasy fiasco could cost the remaining faith in Magic the Gathering, because this is another one where if you got the sets early. You had to return them or you'd face the consequences, which probably means the Pinkertons, but people were getting sets early in Brazil or something. And they're a horrible company, guys.
Is there a Brazilian version of the Pinkertons?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be sending the Pinkertons to Brazil.
No, they just put them on a plane, send them to Brazil. They could hit Rio or something. Yeah, it'd be fun. But yeah, it's they're saying that they're basically just burning down their goodwill in their fan base. Meanwhile, independent RPGs, OSR and otherwise are doing really, really well on crowdfunding. That's where everybody's going. They're spending money.
They're all trying to find something new.
Yeah. It's not controlled by this corporation. And again, we know the end game for all this stuff is just, it's going to be IP. They license out. They're going to have shitty mobile apps and pumps and purses and all this stuff with D&D on it.
Hey, don't be bashing pumps and purses, okay. At least purses.
But, it's not what old school gamers want. And the new audience has already moved on to something else, right? And they didn't buy shit anyway. They were complaining. Some of these people were complaining that dice were too expensive and dice kept them out of the game.
But you can put a free app on your phone.
I know, right? Which, as you're complaining about how expensive D&D is on your $1,000 iPhone.
I know.
Anyway, there we go, guys. Not looking too good.
No, it's really not. Especially D&D, like so. Over at D&D and you know, not Magic. It's I think Hasbro is just, it's like a bad game ago where they're all coming from different sides, but it's still going to be a detriment, not a win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically death by 1,000 cuts.
All the legs are getting knocked out of the table at once, so.
Yep. So we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.